The Larry Sanders Show parodies The Tonight Show, which Shandling used to guest host. It's every young comic's ambition to get a shot on The Tonight Show, and lots of successful comics have great stories about the first time they did their act on the show. Here's a first-time story from the show's current host, Jay Leno.
Well, I got heckled my first shot, which was a horrible experience, but luckily I'd worked a lot of clubs, so I could deal with that, and Johnny seemed to like that. But our producer, who is still with NBC and The Tonight Show to this day, Fred DeCordova, he would say to you, okay, here's the deal. He would come over and he would say, and Fred was somewhat of a legendary figure, having, you know, directed Jack Benny and all these people. He would say, after you do your stand-up routine, if I go like this, waving my hands towards me, that means come over and sit down to Johnny. If I put my hand up like this, stay on your mark. If I wave you away, go behind the curtain. But whatever you do, don't move until you get my signal. I said, yes, sir. I walk out, I do my routine, thank you, good night, big laughs, Hannah, thank you very much. I look over and I see Fred about to signal me, and his phone rings. And I see him, hello? And now he's talking, and I don't know what to do. And the audience is now getting into that, you know, down to that odd one or two claps. And I'm still standing there, so the applause picks up a little bit more, as if people are going, oh, all right, just get lost, will you, you know. And I'm going, hi, and he's talking away, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da. Now the applause is all but stopped. Fred puts the phone down. He looks over, completely forgetting. Oh, come here. Come on. Oh, thank you. You know, I realize it was only maybe 6-7 seconds. But, of course, to me, I might as well have been out there an hour and a half at this point, just hanging, waiting to get Fred's signal to come over and sit down next to Johnny. So that was pretty scary.
On your first shot on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, did he laugh at your jokes?
Yeah, he was very good, actually. He was a terrific audience. I mean, that's what The Tonight Show is. It's not trying to get the audience to laugh. It's trying to get Johnny to laugh.
Right.
But, you know, the audience gets the cue from the host.
Right.
And if Johnny is laughing, they're enjoying it more.
Did Johnny Carson give you advice about your stand-up act or later on about guest hosting or hosting when you took over?
Not so much about hosting, but he did about, the first time I did The Tonight Show. Well, actually, I was a guy that was sort of the last of my graduating class to do The Tonight Show. By graduating class, I mean all the guys I sort of started with, Robin Williams and, Letterman and guys like George Miller and so many of the comics. They all did it before me. And, you know, Johnny came in one night at the Improv to see me. Harvey Korman brought him in. And, there are two kind of comedians. There are comedians that have a lot of attitude and not many jokes. There are comedians that have a lot of jokes but not much stage persona. By attitude, I mean those kind of comics can get on stage and go, hey, pal, nice hat. All right, what did you win? Like, somebody guess your weight? You know, that kind of thing. And they're loud and they're boisterous and they're just funny in their nature, but there are no jokes. And then there are other comedians like, you take a guy like Stephen Wright, who are just natural joke writers. You know, very monotone. They tell the joke a certain way. And to me, the best comedians are the ones that combine both those elements. You have a joke and you have an attitude. I remember Johnny came to see me and he said, you know, he thought I was funny, but I wasn't ready for the show because my jokes were too far apart. You know, I didn't quite understand what he meant, but I listened. And then I started watching his monologue and I realized, you know, he was doing 15 or 20 jokes in a space where I was doing 5. I mean, I could get on stage and being sort of physically big and loud and imposing, I could get a laugh where there wasn't any. But that was great for a nightclub, but not for TV. You know, the idea being on television, if the joke doesn't work, your funny attitude will carry you through. And if your funny attitude doesn't carry you through, your joke will carry you through. And if they both work, you got a killer joke, you know?
Jay Leno recorded last year. The fantasy of someday getting your big break on The Tonight Show is pretty potent. Perhaps nothing captured that better than Martin Scorsese's 1983 film The King of Comedy, about a comic wannabe who's a real loser.
So would you please give your warmest greetings to the newest king of comedy, Rupert Pupkin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce myself. My name is Rupert Pupkin. I was born in Clifton, New Jersey, which was not at that time a federal offense. Is there anyone here from Clifton? Oh, good, we can all relax now. Now, I'd like to begin by saying that my parents were too poor to afford me a childhood in Clifton. But the fact is, you know, that no one is allowed to be really too poor in Clifton, because once you fall below a certain level, they exile you to Passaic. But, you know, my parents did put the first two down payments on my childhood, don't get me wrong. But they did also return me to the hospital as defective. But like everyone else, I grew up in large part thanks to my mother. If she were only here today, I'd say, "Hey, Mom, what are you doing here? You've been dead for 9 years."
Robert De Niro as Rupert Pupkin. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.